So, hi. Good morning. You're welcome to Mom Siba Talks podcast. How are you doing today, darling? How's your family and how is your health kicking? All right, I know you're doing very, very well. But if you're not doing very well, if you're not too well, I wish you a quick and a safe recovery. Because if you are a returning listener or you're new to this podcasting channel, I will need you to be healthy for me. All right. So you're welcome to this podcast. This is Mom Ziba Podcast, where we shed light on real relationship problems. When I mean real relationship problems, I mean relationship issues based on experience. Could be experiences that I've had or experiences that I've heard from the sessions I've been having in my counseling, in my counseling times. All right, so you're welcome to Mom Ziba Talk podcast. This is a podcast where we're gonna be talking about a very interesting topic, and this topic is really, really crucial for every single ladies out there and every woman who wants her husband to prioritize her as an option one. So especially if your husband or your man you are with is a player kind of a guy. So this is very, very important for you. You're welcome to the right place. We are going to be talking about this based on experiences that I have had with people, how I maneuvered and how I recommended some advice and how it helped them. And also I'm going to be telling you a whole lot pertaining this topic. And I know that you are going to be learning a lot from it. And that is my joy because I believe in impartation. Thank you so much. Stay tuned then. So today I said that we are going to be talking about what can make a player prioritize you as a lady, as a woman, as option one. Okay, so I took my time to draft out these based on the sessions I have had, especially with some guys that has this kind of behavior termed to be a player. So, and I know that many ladies out there are finding this very, very difficult to understand and difficult to maneuver. So, this is gonna be very handy for you to take along and to practice. There are going to be a lot of actionable point that I'm going to be dropping right here. And if you feel it's not enough, I can also link you back to momziba.com/blog, where you're going to be learning a lot about this before the end of today. Now, you should understand that in every player guy, I'm going to be putting like a PG. In every PG, there is a serious personality hidden somewhere. And I know that this could look like, hey, Mom Ziba, are you sure about this? A player guy is a player guy. PG is a PG. Or a player lady is a player lady. But the fact is that where and this personality, okay, can only be sorted out only when the player is off the field. Yeah. It's the truth. Imagine a player like those on the field playing football, and can you tell me? Can you think about what they do? Where their eyes is? You will say that actually their eyes is on the ball, but as their eyes is are focused on the ball, is also focused on who is with the ball. And they go attack the people with the ball so that they can take the ball from them and move to their goal. And when they get their goal, they are happy and they forgot about whoever they attacked. So that is why you see, even if when the referee in the field kind of give a blow like, hey, something happened there. You attack somebody and that person is on the floor and maybe the person is bleeding. They don't really care. They're after the ball and they're after the goal. Okay, so that is their focus. Now, that's why I said that a player personality, the seriousness in that player person or that player guy can only be sorted out when the player is off the field. Now, I was opportune to discuss with one guy in one of the sections I had online with him, and he told me some secret that I would love you to hear. He said, it's not that he's happy to be a player guy, because some guys who were categorized as players were never born as one. When I mean were never born as one, I mean they were never born with such attributes. Something actually changed them. So if he told me that he was changed based on the first love he had. He had a girl that he loved so much, but the girl betrayed him. The money he was making from the little business he had, he used it to finance this girl's education because this girl was from a poor background, okay? So this girl got to a certain stage in her education. She was almost running up with her nursing classes. She was also running up with her nursing degree. She said she's no longer in love with him. She has fallen out of love with him. And she can as well no longer keep up with the relationship. She broke his heart and she moved away. She apologized. And right now she's settled with about 3 kids with an older and richer guy. So he immediately, something was stolen from him. It was like a virtue of a soft spot he normally have for ladies, especially ladies who look vulnerable. But now he no longer see them as such. He now sees them as all ladies are the same. So that is why he had to tell me that things happen for players to be who they are. And I had to draft out from that session that actually within every player, there is a serious personality. Now, some guys we categorize as players, as I said earlier, were never actually born to be players. Okay, some might have been influenced based on their background, what they learned from their father, what they learned from their from cyber, what they learned from movies, what they learned from trends, what they learned from experiences that they learned from they had with their exes, and all those kind of stuff. So it will only need a serious approach to bring out that serious part of them, which will make them see you as a priority. I'm going somewhere. So you have to calm down and listen and follow suit. Now, so if they pass the ball to you and expect you to run with the ball, what you have to do is to say you're not interested right now. And that's what I call definition. Okay? I imagine a player passing up the ball to you and expect you to run with it so that he can come attack you. Or a player mistakenly pass the ball to maybe a wrong place, expecting his own comb team to trap the ball, and the opposite person traps it. So when you trap the ball and he expects you to run with it, because players always assume and calculate their expectations, now you are giving it back to him in a different whole kind of a shit that you are not running with it. I'm not interested in running right now. You are defining something. You are defining who you are. This is what I call personality definition. You are defining who you are. You are defining your autonomy as a person. Now, this is where you define yourself by your belief. You define yourself via your comfort. You define yourself to him that you are not going to do this based on your desires, then you can do it at your leisure time. If you feel that you feel like playing the ball, then you're going to do it. You have to have a definition. The first point here, the first approach I want you to take as a lady, all right, is definition. You have to have a base. You have to have a name. You have to have a logo. Okay, imagine me going into the market and I want to buy a shoe that I saw a kind of a Mac symbol on, or a shoe that I saw and I never got to know the name of that shoe. And I went into the market. I'm looking for a shoe, a canvas that I can use for my normal regular exercises. And then they asked me, what brand do you want? And I'm just staring into the thin air. I don't know the brand I want. And when they bring this, I say, not this. And when they bring this, not that, not that. I tell you, I bet you at the point, the person will become kind of, hello, what's going on right here? Please, can you get out of my shop? You're not defined. Your definition makes people act with you the way you defined. First off, many ladies must learn how to have that kind of attribute of definition. Now, I told you I'm gonna be telling you something what different from everything you know. I'm gonna be telling you something I know. I took my time to draft out this, and I want every lady out there to learn this. Now, it's if you now define yourself that I'm not gonna be throwing this ball back to you until I finish tying my shoelace. I'm not gonna be throwing this ball back to you until I finish eating my meat pie. Do you know what it's gonna do to that player? It's gonna bring him to a halt. I'm telling you the truth. Because it's not part of what he bargained. It's not something that he saw coming. Okay, he saw it as something that anyone could be attacked and pass anything and expected to do what he wants as usual, an everyday kind of a thing, but you're not giving him that expectation he wants, and it brings him to a halt. And that is it, what I'm talking about. That is the serious point. That is a serious point that could make him prioritize you. The halt is what we want. The halt brings a focus. The halt brings seriousness out of him. Now, I'm going to be telling you a second point. Just flow with me. I have a lot for you here. Now, haven't you been someone who is definitive of who you are? The second point is learn to be calculative and never manipulative. I go online, I hear many people say it's very, very good you be manipulative, manipulate him because it's a player and all this kind of a thing. I am telling you that those kind of approach is a cake and bizarre. It's no longer in vogue from now on. I'm telling you what Mom Ziba know, what I have experienced, I've learned from over years, and I'm still learning from people experiences. And I've come to the conclusion that this is not the way. You don't have to be manipulative, but you have to be calculative. Why am I saying this? Because players understand 70% lines and rules for manipulation. Are you with me? Okay. They understand this as a way of life. Every player, from the time they are meant to play their ball or whatever they are playing on the field right there, every little session they have with their referees, they have with anyone coaching them, their coach per se, they teach them what's the meaning of manipulation. Okay. It's kind of somehow to you. I'm changing the whole team here. Okay? So now you are not giving back to that player guy, the PG, what they know and what they already understand, the formula. You are giving them another formula entirely. You are giving them what you know. You are passing to him what you understand perfectly. Okay? You are giving him your own manual. You're giving him your own guide. And now, haven't you done this via calculation? Okay? You are calculative in everything you do with him. All right, you are not doing things that he expects you to follow and flow with. You are bringing him from his high horse down to a learning stage. And it becomes your student. Are you learning something, ladies? I know we are smart ladies right here in the room. We should learn. We should flow. Now, make him understand the word boundaries. Make him understand the word boundaries. Okay? Let him understand that this is my boundary as a woman. This is what I can take and this is what I cannot take. Now, I don't like you touching me too much because you've not taken a sole right over me, kind of in marriage. Now, I'm not going to be taking your SSS, kind of. You're not yet my husband. Okay, for instance, he's a player, kind of a husband. You're going to be setting this boundary and allow him to flow with. I don't think that I want you to be around some certain kind of person because I don't feel comfortable around it. And I wish this be respected so that this flow instead between us could last longer. Boundaries. Players understand and flow with the word boundaries, with the actions of boundaries, the rules of boundaries. That is why you see them on the field. They know what to do when they are getting to score a goal. They put their hands at their back because they don't want a foul play, kind of anything that could stop their scoring, or the referee could say that your hand touched the ball and all those kind of things. Footballers, ballers, players understand the word boundaries perfectly. So you speak sometimes in the word they should understand clearly, but also to your own advantage. Now, it's kind of a different thing, but I'm explaining this for you, gotten from the word players, how it actually is. And now, make them grow the goals, okay? Make them grow their own goals as you pursue your own goals. This will make them see you as a focused person and for keep. Okay? Now, you are making them to understand the meaning of goals. Now, they are, as a player, he already understands the meaning of goals. It's his target, it's his focus. And you do not stop that. You're not alternating it in any way. You support him in everything he tries to do in life. What he feels that this could lead him to another stage in life. You hear from him, he discusses with you. It's fine. If you think he's fine, support him. Then make him understand you have goals. Now, when he sees you as a person who have goals, he expects you to fall with you at any time he feels like as a single lady, anytime he want to release himself or something, you just lie there. No, you don't take it. Now, when he's bringing his, you like to him, hey, man, hold yourself. I have a dream. I have a focus. I have where I'm going. If you feel you want me so much as this, do the needful. We are wanting to bring out the serious nature from a player. The serious nature from a player. I told you we first of all bring him to a state of heart. We subject him to a student. And now you are making him understand. You understand what he knows as goals. Because he's focused and targeted at it, you also understand the meaning of goals, and you also have goals that you are focused and chasing, and you are very, very diligent to get to that goal. Now, we are making a headway, right? Never leave a fake persona. Now, when I mean fake persona, I see many ladies a lot. When you see a guy you are crushing on coming around you and you were eating some food, your local food, you just start to behave somehow, some weird kind of a behavior. You can throw the food to your friend and start to behave like you were never the one eating it before. Excuse you, you bought the food with your own money. This is a point where you are living your life the way you feel that it should be enjoyed and fulfilled. You eat what you eat. You dance how you feel you are certified to dance as. You sleep when you want to sleep. Not when you're sleeping, he walks into the room and meets you sleeping. Maybe you're sleeping and you kind of, you're snoring kind of. You don't have control over that. And he tells you, you're snoring and you feel so shy of your personality. This is you. If he doesn't want to accept you for who you are as a real person, then he has to take a walk. Ladies have to start learning that this life has gone so digital and every expectations everybody is expecting from us is to behave in a kind of fulfill AI kind of a format. But you also must grow with age and the systematics of the world. You don't have to remain where you were. Okay? You don't have to be this kind of a woman that everybody can just look at and say she's a girl as every other 1,000 girls I met out there. I've been with over three months. I've slept with many ladies. I can also do this to this one and nothing goes. No, you bring him to a heart. And he prioritizes you as option one. Now, I'm going to be telling you the power of independence. You're going to learn how to be an independent person. I'm going to be telling you a brief story of mine when I was in the university. And I want you to quickly grab something so that you can run with it. From what I'm going to be telling you, it's going to be very, very brief, but it's going to help you a lot. Now, when I was in the varsity, I never knew that people look at people and people studies, people lifestyle as if it's a course in the school. I bet you if you think you're doing things and people are not looking at you, you are lying. You're living a facade. You're living in a world that you feel that you are in it alone. But as for we have 1,000 group of persons around us, there's some people who takes it as a course in the university to study you. So you have to beware of what you do. You have to beware. So now I'm not going to deviate from what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you a brief section of my life. So when I was in school, I love behaving as a boss. Hello, I love behaving like a boss. What do I say? I don't want you to buy me anything. I want to buy myself, my thing. So I learned to take myself out. Most times on the day, I take, yes, you could say, why is she saying this? What's this? It's kind of funny. It's real. This is me talking to you. I'm not from this kind of a poppy, kind of a wealthy background, but I lived in a satisfactory background called content. I was contented. So I take myself out to eat. I can take myself to a buka. I can take myself to a restaurant. And I pay for my bills. And sometimes when you offer to pay for me, I tell you, leave it, I have money. I pay for my bills and I eat my food. I eat it the way I like. Here in Nigeria, we do what we call swallow. So I can sometimes, even if in the setting of the school where people are expecting to eat salad and all those kind of French fries and all, I've never been a fan of a French fry, like even till now, kind of. But I eat it on alongside, maybe when I'm so hungry, but. So when I mean swallow, I mean eating with your bare hands. Your bare hands are getting messed up, kind of. but you are enjoying what you're doing. This is my local food. I eat it. I take myself out, and this is where we have different kind of guys with macho kind of a physique, everywhere sitting down with some sexy kind of lady dress outfit, and they're taking kind of a different food that is so, you know, you use the chopsticks, you use your spoons, and you're eating, you're enjoying yourself, and all this kind of packed drink. I can order for something like swallow, akpu. I can order for something like amala rope. I can eat it. I rubbish my hands. I enjoy myself. I pay my bills. That is what it is. I'm not depending on you because I got myself back to. That is what I'm saying. That's the language I want you to understand. You have to be independent. Then I see some ladies run after some guys. Come and buy me meal, please. I never chopped since morning. Come and buy me food. I want to eat. Come on. And you cling up with guys. And you beg them to buy things for you. And you make yourself a prey to them. All this kind of a lifestyle makes a player see you as an ordinary option. So, but here today, I'm talking about how to be prioritized and option one. Be independent. As a woman, try your best. As a wife, empower yourself. Make a value point out of yourself. I talked about this. What is pretty about you? Sell it. I talked about this in my last podcast episode. I want you to go back and listen to it. All right? I'm urging you to go back and listen to it. Every lady out there needs to hear something. Every man out there needs to hear something. And that is what I am saying right now. Be an independent folk. Okay? Be independent as a woman. Now, show appreciation. Okay, if the player is trying to do something good for you, thank him for the little he's doing. It will prompt him to do better. Thank him. He makes you see you as a different person. Okay? He makes you see you as a different person. He makes you see you as someone who has training, who is from a good background. Now, be patient. When you're in that relationship with a player guy, a PG husband, a PG guy out there, you have to have something very golden patient. When I mean patient, I don't mean foolishness. When I mean patient, I don't mean you taking everything he throws at you. Now, when I mean patient, I don't mean you're forcing yourself or all this kind of a thing, right? Now, when I mean patient, I mean don't force a thing. Let things flow naturally. Don't force a thing. Don't make him see you as a desperate kind of a lady looking for a husband. I mean, don't make it all written all over your face. All over your face, you look so pathetic. And when it's looking at your face, it's saying, when shall it be? When shall it be? Oh, my Savior, save me. No, we are not talking about that. Okay? Be patient. All right? You don't keep on asking him, when are you coming to put on the ring? When are you coming? When will you come? And because you are so eager about everything, you go and live with him before he comes to you. He's not done the needful. You pack a whole year and then spend time with him in his house. You cook the food, you sweep the house, you mop everything, moppable and not moppable. You are only doing a giveaway, darling, without even a discount code. That is what you're doing. That's what you're doing. These are things he has to yearn to see when he gets married to you. So why do it? Okay, fine, it's better when you're in his house and something is messy and you kind of, please, can you get me something? Let me clean it. And tell you, it's okay, it's fine. And it's okay, let me just clean it here. It's okay. When you finish it, you can, if you feel like washing your plates, you can just wash your plates and the one he used to eat and it's do the little, okay, it's fine. I don't say you shouldn't show you have your mama trained you well, but I'm not saying that you should go and give him all the benefits of a wifey when he has not even known who your parents are.
Now you have been cheap. You have been desperate. You have been easy to get and fling. That is just the truth. So if you want to learn more about this, honey, I will link you back to my blog, Mom Zebra blog, where you're going to be learning more about this. I'm going to be updating this for you. I'm going to be drafting it out there for you, all right? So you're going to learn. I want you to share this to a lot of ladies out there. I particularly did this for women because in my analytics, I can see that I'm kind of over 69% of my followers are women, are ladies. So I think I'm doing this specially for you, darling. And I know you're going to be learning a lot from this. Okay. Thank you so much for always coming back to listen to Mom Zebra. Your co-gender. I know you love me. That's why you do so. Thank you so much. I love you. That's why I'm doing this. Especially for single ladies out there. All right. I'm thanking everyone listening to me. From US, I normally call US because I know that most of the fans are there and you're listening to this podcast right now. Most of you have been eagerly waiting. Sorry, I'm coming up right now. I had some issues, but it's fixed now, thank God. And I know that you're going to be learning a lot from this. This is not to insult anyone's pedigree, but to enhance our personalities. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be coming up with a very interesting podcast episode tomorrow, and I want you to click right on. Keep on tuning in, because Mom Zebra can be doing a lot of beautiful, beautiful things out there that is going to help you, that's going to improve you personally, that's going to improve your relationship, and that is going to improve you health-wise and in your fitness. Thank you so much, Magic Mind, once more. I told you, keep on expecting. I'm coming up to let you know what this Magic Mind is really all about. Magic Mind is really magical. And I think that everyone in this world really need to know who this Magic Mind are. What are they doing? I love you, Magic Mind. Thank you for sponsoring this program. And God bless you and enrich you wherever you are. So thank you, everyone, for joining me. Till tomorrow, I'll be coming up with a lovely one. Bye.